This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, September 17th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Following intense fighting between the Burmese army and the local defense groups in Myanmar's Christian-majority Chin state, the Burmese army shelled a Baptist church. The Johnson Memorial Baptist Church was hit by artillery fire at night. Thankfully, there were no reported casualties, despite the church windows being broken and the roof damaged. Hudson, Ohio Mayor Craig Schubert and Hudson, Ohio high school parents are calling for the resignation of school board members and teachers after students in the school's Liberal Arts 2 writing class received a book of inappropriate writing prompts, reports the Cleveland Plain Dealer. Monica Havens, the mother of a Hudson, Ohio high school senior who received the 642 Things to Write About book and who previously worked as a teacher for 11 years herself, shared some of the prompts from the book at the board meeting. Havens said, quote, "I don't care if it's for college credit. These are minors," end quote. Listen to Hudson, Ohio Mayor Schubert's short but direct appeal.
Members of the board, my name is Craig Schubert. I'm the mayor of this city. It has come to my attention that your educators are distributing essentially what is child pornography in the classroom. I've spoken to a judge this evening. She's already confirmed that. So I'm going to give you a simple choice. You either choose to resign from this Board of Education, or you will be charged. Thank you.
All five school board members have been given until the end of the month to resign. Ralph Lusher, a staff attorney, suggested that they could not be held criminally liable for curriculum material. But Matthew 18, verse 6 warns, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." Fox News White House correspondent Peter Ducey asked White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki a question which revealed Biden's COVID-19 hypocrisy.
Why is it that you're trying to require anybody with a job or anybody who goes to school to get the COVID-19 vaccine, but you are not requiring that of migrants that continue walking across the southern border into the country?
Well, look, our objective is to get as many people vaccinated across the country as humanly possible. And so the president's announcement yesterday was an effort to empower businesses, to give businesses the tools to protect their workforces. That's exactly what we did. But certainly we want everybody to get vaccinated, and more people are vaccinated, whether they are migrants or whether they are workers, protects more people in the United States.
But it's a requirement for people at a business with more than 100 people. It is not a requirement for migrants at the southern border. Why?
That's correct.
On Wednesday, CNN anchor Don Lemon called on Americans to shun the unvaccinated, reports Breitbart.com.
I think we have to stop coddling people when it comes to this and the vaccine thing. Oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. Yes, they are. The people who aided and abetted Trump are stupid because they believed his big lie. The people who are not getting vaccines, who are believing the lies on the internet instead of science, it's time to start shaming them or leave them behind because they are keeping the majority of Americans behind.
Lemon claimed that the vaccine hesitant who questioned what was in the shot are somehow opposing science.
People talk about, well, I don't know what's in the shot. Stop it with the ignorance. These people are being harmful to the greater good. You don't have to listen to a minority of people who are being harmful to the greater good and who are not acting on logic, reason, and science.
Liberty Council Action, based in Orlando, Florida, has documented adverse reactions and deaths from the COVID shots, blood clots and cardiovascular issues, risks and warnings, and the spike protein and affected body organs. You can click on several links in our transcript today at TheWorldview.com to learn more. And finally, John Cooper, the frontman of the popular Christian rock band Skillet, recalled the moment he was promised more fame if he would stop talking about Jesus Christ. The 46-year-old musician was featured on a Focus on the Family broadcast on Monday, where he shared an encounter that occurred over a decade ago and marked a, quote, turning point for his career, end quote.
We were on tour with some mainstream acts, very popular acts. We were opening, and we were just beginning to kind of hit a little bit.
In his new book, Awake and Alive to Truth, Cooper described a man who pulled him aside. He was an agent, a promoter, and a music businessman who was a mover and shaker.
And he singled me out, and he pulled me aside. He said, John, I want to tell you this because no one else is going to tell you. You guys, I believe, could be the biggest band in the world. You guys have the look. You've got the sound. You've got girls in your band. You guys also sing about very spiritual things. And now people are really, this is 2010, 11, 12. If you remember, the self-help movement was just becoming really in style. And he's saying, people really want spiritual music, and you've already got it. You've been doing it. And he said, so it's your time.
Cooper was shocked by what he heard next.
But you have got to disassociate from Christianity. You've got to stop talking about Jesus so much. Don't do Christian interviews. Don't do Christian music festivals. If people ask you what your songs are about, I'm not telling you to lie. Just don't offer up the information about Jesus. And then he said something else, and this is what got me. He said, John, think about the good you could do for your faith if you got rich and famous. Think about what you could do for Jesus if you stopped talking about Jesus. I went to the bus. I told my wife about the conversation. We prayed about it, and it was almost instantaneous. I know that that is not the Lord.
Luke 9, verse 26 says, whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his glory, and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. And that's The World View in 5 minutes, on this Friday, September 17th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.